Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast, your go-to faith-based wellness podcast, where I share all my tangible tips and tricks to help you feel like your best self mentally, physically, and of course, spiritually. My name is Callie Gwally. If you do not know me, hello, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Today's episode is all about how to overcome the winter blues and feel like that girl again. When I say that girl, what do I mean? I mean your actual best version of yourself. So think about a time in your life when you were literally thriving, you felt amazing, you felt confident, you felt all the things. That is who we are going to work on becoming again today, but an elevated, an even more elevated version of that version of you. Because end of the day, we're always moving forward. We're not moving backwards. And I just really want to help you guys feel like your best self. So we're going to get into some tips and tricks I have on all of those things. But before we do any of that, we're going to start off with our self check-in. So think of a self check-in as your time to really just check in with yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, all the things. And yeah, so wherever you are, let's just take a deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much love, so much goodness, and then exhale, sighing out, letting go of any tension in your face, in your shoulders, in your mind. Just let it all go. Okay, ask yourself now, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how do I feel today? And get so real with yourself. Asking the follow-up question of why do I feel how I feel? Maybe something happened in your day, maybe nothing happened, just getting so real. Now I want you to ask yourself, what is something that I know I'm doing in my life that needs to stop? Maybe it's the late night scrolling. I'm guilty of that one. Maybe it is the scrambling in the morning because you oversleep your alarm and you want to have a morning routine. Maybe it's, you know, there's so many things. Maybe it's getting a consistent fitness routine, like whatever the thing is, think about it. And now I want you to say out loud, I am holding myself accountable to ditching this blank habit and moving forward. Okay. We're all holding each other accountable in that. I, myself included. If you're listening to this when this episode drops, it's a new month to truly step into the best version of ourselves. And I think what's so awesome about this podcast is truly, truly the name Healthy But Human. My huge mission is making becoming the best version of ourselves totally doable, but also realizing that we are humans and giving ourselves grace along the way. So even if, let's say in January, you maybe had some habits that just started to happen in your life that you're not proud of, what's beautiful is that every day we have a decision that we can, one, stay where we're at, or two, we can leave those things behind and move forward. Truly, every second we live is a new chance to leave the old behind and step into who God is calling us to be. Okay, next question in our self-check-in is, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? You know the drill if you've listened before. Even if you have, let's just all take a moment to hydrate. My water bottle was very stuck there for a second. I was trying to unscrew the lid with one hand and it was very tricky. Okay, let's hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers, my gorgeous queen. Okay, feeling good, like we should. Next question I have for you is, have I stood up in the past 60 minutes? If you have or not, let's shake out the legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. My final question for us in our self-check-in has to do with the topic of the episode. I want you to just really take a moment here and think about your mood lately, your mental health. Let's just think about our mental health for a second. How has our mental health been feeling lately? And just get really real. I know we did the little check-in at the beginning where we said what number we're feeling today, but overall, how has the mental health been? I know it's the time of the year when it can be so freezing and cold. All of the decorations are gone from Christmas. New Year's is over. It's just kind of the awkward time of the year when we're like, what is next? And I know Valentine's Day is coming up, which I'm so excited about. But maybe you're listening and Valentine's Day is not your favorite because maybe you are just like, it's just not your fave, you know? maybe you're not in a relationship and sometimes it feels like a lonely time, or maybe you're just like wanting more friends, or you know what I mean? Like, some people, it just isn't the best holiday in the world for them. And just know you're not alone in that. Like, I think we all have things and times in our year that just aren't our fave. And I'm kind of rambling right now, but point being is I have not felt good the past few days, if I'm being totally honest with you. I love being honest on this podcast. And it's been really interesting. I think it's because, like I was saying, it's just like a weird time of the year. I love Christmas. Christmas is my favorite holiday ever. I love New Year's. I love the energy of New Year's, how it's like best self, productivity, all the things. And I live in Florida, so I'm going to be totally honest. It is sunny and warm here, which I know a lot of people want. But it's funny because I think when the seasons shift, it's like that change for some reason has impacted me before and my mental health. And I just feel like change is just weird and I am like adjusting to it. So I think the past few days I've definitely felt it. I'm kind of like, wait, is it beach season for me, or is it still winter, or like what's happening? Also, if you know, I have a baby. She's 4 months. Her name is Belle, and she just changed her schedule. We just changed her schedule as of yesterday. So I'm also going through that change, and I have not been really a change kind of person where I love change. It has actually made me feel very uncomfortable. So I think I've been feeling that lately, of just like that kind of feeling. And then today I was on a walk with John and he was like, Callie, like, what are you most excited about today? And I was like, honestly, like, it took me a moment to really think about what I was excited about, which was weird because I love my life. I love what I do. I love my friends, my family. I feel very blessed and thankful, but I don't know. I was just feeling like kind of weird. So anyways, long story short is no matter if your life on the outside looks amazing and you're still feeling weird, that's okay. I'm with you. And I think it's just, you have to give yourself grace in these seasons because we have to realize, like, we're humans. We're not robots. We are, if you're listening and you're a woman, also, we have so many hormones fluctuating constantly. Like, I just got my period for the first time since having Belle. I think that's probably also what's going on, honestly, is my hormones are probably adjusting themselves right now, and I'm all over the place. But that being said, like, we have to just give ourselves grace for a second and realize, like, it's okay to feel different types of ways. Like, that is totally okay. I think it's just important to realize, like, it's important to let yourself feel things, but also to not get stuck in those feelings for too long. So that is what we're going to get into in this episode, because I think the winter blues are a result of getting stuck in feeling gloomy for a couple days. It can be that result. So let's just dive into it. Let's dive into how to feel like that girl again. And I'm so excited to talk about all of these things. So we kind of talked about the February slump, I want to call it, just that feeling of like the weird, just energy levels, mood, all the things, just like not, you know, not feeling so great. Maybe you're feeling a little unmotivated too. Maybe you were super motivated in January and now it's like, okay, the Feb, March era is like, you know, you're not as motivated and you're feeling a little stuck. That's okay. We're going to get through it together and we're going to talk about ways you can overcome it right now. So let's just first dive into some just simple habits you can incorporate on the day to day that are truly going to boost your energy levels. Today's episode is brought to you by Graza, the olive oil that's been taking my healthy eating game to a whole new level. If you've been around for a while, you know I love food, whether I'm meal prepping, whipping up something quick, or just treating myself to something extra yummy. Lately, what's been making my meals pop with flavor is Graza. Graza is my go-to olive oil, top-notch, extra virgin, super fresh, and made from a single type of olive, the Picual olive from high-end Spain. Spain produces over half the world's olive oil, oil, and trust me, Graza is the best of the best. What makes it even better, Graza's oils come in fun squeeze bottles. They're ridiculously easy to use and make drizzling, sizzling, and everything in between completely effortless. They've got two types of olive oil. We got the Sizzle, their everyday cooking oil, which is clean, rich, and can handle the heat. It's perfect for sauteing, baking, and roasting with a smoke point of 410 degrees Fahrenheit. And then there's the Drizzle, a vibrant, punchy finishing oil that's perfect for dipping baguettes, tossing into salads, or even drizzling over vanilla ice cream for that chef level moment. We recently used it for dipping our bread in, and it was just so good. Okay, we need to talk about why I'm obsessed. First of all, the squeeze bottle, total game changer. It makes controlling the oil pour so much easier, which I didn't even know I needed in my life. And the flavor, it's honestly unmatched. I've been using Sizzle for all my cooking. It's clean, rich, and doesn't burn the way lower quality oils do. And here's the best part. Graza makes it easy to cook without sacrificing nutrients because you're using the right oil for the right job. If you're ready to level up your meals, you can get 10% off your first order of Graza olive oil with my code CALI. I highly recommend starting with their Graza starter kit. You'll get the Sizzle and Drizzle squeeze bottles, two refill cans, which are perfectly portioned so you can keep your oils fresh without wasting a thing. So head to graza.co and use code CALI to get 10% off your Graza starter kit and get to cooking your next chef quality meal. Have you ever felt like your hormones are just off? Maybe you've noticed little things like sleepless nights, low energy, or those mild mood swings that just seem to creep up out of literally nowhere. I honestly didn't even realize I was struggling with hormonal changes for the longest time. As women, we aren't taught in school that it's actually not normal to feel tired all the time, dealing with occasional bloating and snapping at the smallest things. It wasn't until I started my hormone deep dive that I realized there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors lurking in our daily lives. They're in the food we eat, the water we drink, even the skincare products we use. Add that to the natural hormone changes we're already going through, and it's no wonder so many of us are feeling off. But here's the good news, you don't have to feel this way anymore. That's where Hormone Harmony comes in, a nature-inspired herbal formula that's helping women of all ages feel like themselves again. Hormone Harmony is packed with adaptogens, which are plant-based ingredients that help your body adapt to stress. That means Hormone Harmony works with your body to manage chaotic hormonal changes. Whether it's mild PMS symptoms like irritability and cravings, those uncomfortable hot flashes, or just feeling tired all the time, this product has got you covered. One of the biggest things people notice when their hormones are balanced is how much more energized they feel. What's even better is that Hormone Harmony comes from Happy Mammoth, a company dedicated to making products that actually work. They use only science-backed herbal ingredients, and you can tell their priority is quality. If this sounds like something you need in your life, now is the time to try. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CALI at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CALI for 15% off today.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate. And a watch or tap, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
I think I've been feeling tired lately, which has totally contributed to this feeling of meh, maybe a little burnt out. I think January can sometimes leave us feeling very burnt out. So here's some things that will actually just boost our energy that we can incorporate every single day. So the first thing is having one, a consistent morning routine. If you listened to two episodes ago, I dove into I just broke down how to build your dream morning routine. And listen, here's some more realness for you. I have been really taking to heart what I shared with you guys for the episode, but I'm not gonna lie, I've been struggling a little bit. I think I definitely have been struggling the most with the night routine because at night, like, I'll do the night routine and then it's just that temptation to go on my phone, to work a little bit more. And I am working on that. And that is my goal for this week, is I want to break that bad habit. That is the bad habit that I'm saying goodbye to. Because when I've been on my phone watching just random content, I feel like the next morning I've woken up feeling terrible. My head hurts. And then it's like my whole morning routine is just not as good because I just want to sleep in. I don't want to wake up. And then I just like snooze my alarm until the very last moment. You know the drill. So anyways, I think that's been happening for me, and that's been totally holding me back from really stepping into like my best self with the morning routine. So I think our mornings really can make such a big difference. So if you don't have a morning routine after this episode, go listen to that morning routine episode. I also have a night routine one. They're both super helpful. And I think that is just like a little habit you can have in your day that will start your day feeling amazing. It's just ways then rituals that you can implement that will just make you feel so ready for the day, so present, so grateful, all of those things. And yeah, so anyways, morning routines make a huge difference. The next thing is another daily habit to just boost your energy is simply making your bed. The art of making your bed. I know this goes hand in hand with the morning routine, but really, you guys, the days I make the bed, no matter if it's in the morning, if it's at night, if it's in the afternoon, just making the bed, I believe, is one habit, one little thing you can do that builds that trust with yourself. My bed was not made until maybe 12 p.m. today, and it was driving me crazy. I would like walk in the room and I was like, oh, I just need to make the bed, but I'm short on time. I need to go shoot this thing for this brand deal I'm doing, whatever. And I finally got home and I was like, you know what? Even though it's already noon, I'm just gonna make the bed. Who cares? Like, it doesn't have to be every morning. You don't have to wait until the next day to make the bed. So that is my goal for you. Make it every day. I'm telling you, it boosts your productivity. I don't know what it is. I think it's just that little win. It just gives you that extra boost that you need. Okay, the next daily habit that boosts your energy is morning movement. Even if it is 10 minutes, 5 minutes, it will make the biggest difference for you. When I was pregnant, this is so wild. I actually posted about this today on Instagram. When I was pregnant, I really challenged myself to have a healthy, active pregnancy. So I would do my best every day to walk for at least 30 minutes. And I would also challenge myself to do a Pilates workout. It was so wild, you guys, because the days that I worked out versus the days I didn't work out, I felt significantly different energy levels. When I would work out, I would feel more energized, even though in pregnancy, like, I was exhausted pretty much the entire pregnancy. But those days, I would feel different. The days that I would just not do anything, I felt so exhausted. It was really wild, actually. And that has truly stuck with me even in postpartum, is just trying to move my body somehow, even if the time feels short, even if I feel like I don't have the time to work out during the day, doing something. And I talked about this on, I have a Pilates studio, it's online. I also have one in person, but we're talking about the online studio for a second. I had a coaching call with my members on this past Saturday. And one of the questions I got was, how do you work out when you have kids and you have a really busy just schedule with your kids? And my advice is, I know I don't have necessarily like a kid yet, but I have a baby, is really blending my workouts with playtime with her. So the walks, Belle loves going on walks. That's when I get my just cardio and I power walk. I push that stroller around. Also with Pilates, like I'll do Pilates and have her in her balancer facing me and I'm engaging with her while I'm working out, and that tends to get her really excited. She loves it. She loves watching me do my workout. And I think just giving her like a little toy and just being interactive with your baby is a really cool way you can also get that time in. I'm not gonna lie, the workouts are usually under 30 minutes, which is totally okay. But maybe you just start small. You start with a 10-minute workout and then you up it to like 30 minutes as you can. You know, do it maybe 10-minute workout twice a day. Like, you just gotta blend it into your day, and it may look different than it used to. You know, I don't have always those the mornings where I can go to a workout class and then get coffee after. Like, you know, it's just different. It's a different season. And I think you just gotta make the morning movement work with what you've got, what life stage you're in. And this one might sting a little bit. This is tough love that I'm even speaking to myself right now, is truly excuses of saying I'm too busy. That is an excuse. That's not the truth. No one is too busy for something. If it's important to you, you'll make the time for it. Oof, I know. That one stings a little bit because even for me, I'm like, I've made excuses to do things. If you really want to do something though, I know you can make the time for it. So you just have to get yourself to do it. Think about the end result. Think about how it'll make you feel. And movement will make you feel amazing. And so, especially if you're in a cold place, just start with a 10-minute workout each morning. Start with a walk, 5-minute walk around the block. Start small, and I'm telling you, it's gonna make your entire day feel so much better. Okay, next daily habit that will boost your energy is getting sunshine. Listen, we're not meant to be indoors all day. I believe we're supposed to be outside a lot. And I know some of you guys listening live in cold places, but you can bundle up and just go in the sunshine, lift your face to the sun, inhale in, exhale out, soak it in, soak in the rays. It'll make your life feel so much better. I went to the beach yesterday for like an hour. I felt like a totally different person. I think it's easy to make excuses and resist things we truly need in our life. And I think making excuses for getting sunshine, I've totally done before. I've been like, it's too cold outside. I don't want to go outside. But even if I go outside bundled up, just being in the sunshine, it is just so healing, you guys. You just feel so warm. You feel so energized and amazing. I'm telling you, it will just help you feel amazing. Every morning, go outside. Just go outside in your morning routine. Before you start working, just step outside, breathe it in, and then go to work, you know? Okay, so I have two more little daily habits that are gonna boost the energy levels, and I'm gonna just go through these kind of quickly. I think just upping the protein. Eating food really makes a difference. If you eat food that nourishes your body, you feel so much better. It's like adding the right fuel in your car. If you give your car the wrong type of gas, it's not going to do well. Maybe it will go far for a little bit, but if you keep giving it more and more of the wrong gas, eventually I think your car is going to start to break down, have some issues. That is exactly how our bodies are. If we give our bodies food that does not give ourselves what we need, it's eventually going to start to just show itself through different symptoms, different feelings, maybe bloating, maybe inflammation. I had a lot of fried food recently, and you guys, this past weekend, my stomach hurt so bad. I get this like pain sometimes that's in my like right side. I haven't really been able to pinpoint what it is, but I know what causes it. It's a lot of fatty foods. Honestly, it might be my gallbladder, but it is truly just a good reminder that I need to make sure I'm giving myself nourishing, low inflammatory foods. So that's my next little tip. And then my next tip for energy boosting, oh wait, I have one more thing on the foods. When you give yourself food that doesn't make you feel good, your body honestly does more work to try and digest it and process it. And it might make you feel more tired than if you just give yourself something that's nourishing. And listen, we're all about being human on here. So like I said, balance is key. You already know that. I like to just roughly follow like an 80-20 rule. I like to try and eat majority nourishing foods, and then I'll have a little snack, a little fun little treat here and there. Okay, next thing is small dopamine hits throughout the day. What is this? I have a whole episode I recorded, I think over the summer or maybe in the fall, called My Dopamine Menu. This was a little trendy term that was going around on social media. And basically the whole concept is adding little things throughout the day that just boost that dopamine, aka happy hormone, make you feel happy in little ways. For me, I love to just give myself a dopamine hit by going to a coffee shop. I love going to this one coffee shop on the water and just sitting, even if like the coffee shop technically is part of a marina. And sometimes I'll literally just go to the marina and chill. And most times I'll end up getting a coffee. But it's one of those things where just watching the water, being outside, gives me a lot of dopamine, a lot of happy hormones. I oftentimes will see friends at that place. And it is just amazing. So what are some things you can do to just make your day-to-day life have happy moments? Maybe it's listening to music that you love, wearing a cute outfit, putting on a little bit of makeup to feel more put together. Maybe it's a yummy little candle. Maybe it's your night routine. Like whatever it is, think about little things that you know boost your mood and try to sprinkle them throughout your day. Okay, let's move on a little bit to just really like I think in the winter blues, a lot of times it's a perspective, right? Like we get sucked into this gloomy perspective, and what it takes to get out of it and really, really become that girl is to romanticize your winter instead of wishing it away. Oh my goodness. Okay, how do we do this? Let's first talk about something called the power of a perspective shift. So like I said, I believe that you can see life through two different lenses. You can see life through a gloomy, negative lens where everything sucks, because truly, if you look at anything, like you can probably find something wrong with it. Or you can look at your life through this really bright, happy, positive lens. I believe that the enemy wants us to look through life in the negative lens. He wants us to feel discouraged. He wants us to look at everything as a failure. He wants to look at ourselves as a failure. But God wants us to look at life as a blessing. Be grateful for the little. Be grateful for much. And I believe that when we get in these winter blues, we're choosing to look at the life through the lens the enemy wants us to look at it through. He wants to steal our joy, you guys. And the life that God wants us to look, the lens that God wants us to look at life through is full of joy. So how do we really get out of that? I think it's a simple just choice every day, choosing gratitude, choosing positivity, choosing to thank God for the good, choosing to walk by the Spirit rather than walking by your flesh. How do you do that? Wow, we could make a whole episode on that. I think the simple thing is every day just asking the Holy Spirit to fill you and to guide you. That is my little tip for you there. Something else that can help with romanticizing winter is, like I said, having your morning and night routines, having little routines throughout the day that just make you feel happy and cozy and have a little dopamine hits. I think for me, having like a warm drink every day is a little way that I just like feel like my life is amazing. I think also even just dressing cute, dressing in a way that makes you feel confident, even if it's wearing like a cute little matching lounge set, or if you're like, today I'm putting on like a workout dress and I'm wearing this like kind of net top over it, and I just like put on a little bit of makeup and I just felt really good, really put together. Those are some just little habits that I think are amazing that can really help you just like make your day just feel amazing, you know? And then also too, I think having like just some fun ways to spice up your week. That's a fun way to really romanticize your life. Like, think of these like your winter bucket list ideas. So especially for this time of the year, I mean, maybe you have a couple friends, you guys could have a Valentine's Day, or maybe you take yourself on a solo date, you go to the beach, or you go somewhere outside and you read a book, you journal. You can hang out with the Lord. Like, that's so fun. Or another like bucket list idea is trying a new restaurant or learning a new hobby or watching a different show or watching a new movie that you've been wanting to watch or doing something that you've been resisting in your town that you live in or your city that you live in. Like, for me, I always say every single year, I'm like, I want to go look at manatees, and I haven't done it again, you guys. But I'm going to challenge all of us to do one thing on our bucket list that we say we want to do and actually go do it. Okay? That's our challenge. And we're going to accomplish this in this month. So that is our new challenge for our Healthy But Human fam. So that leads me though into our finale of this episode. And I want to just give you guys a couple of little challenges for this week. And I think I really honestly, let me know how you feel about having a little challenge at the end of every episode. Like, I feel like I talk about a lot of different things on this podcast, ways to really better ourselves, but I want to give ourselves like actionable stuff to do. A challenge is so good. And because I think if we just say we want to do something, we don't ever do it, like, what's the point? First things first. First part of the challenge is we got to make a bucket list. Make a bucket list of three things that you want to do this month. And it can be something career-based, personal, whatever. Things you know you want to do, okay? And I want you to pick days you're going to do those things on. Because unless, if you just have a list, you're still probably never going to do it. You got to make actionable days. The next thing on our list is I want all of us to really stick to our morning and night routines this week. Those are our non-negotiables, okay? Morning, night routine. Let's just see how it changes our life. And the next thing, number three, Number three is I want us to make a 5-thing gratitude list every single day. And I want us to do that in our phone notes or in a journal so we actually write them down. Okay? So those are our challenge for our HBH fam. Let me know if you are in for the challenge. You can, if you're watching or listening on Spotify, comment below. Just say, I'm in. And I am so excited for us, you guys. Well, anyways, that is like a little wrap up. I really hope this episode helps you get out of the winter blues. Actually, I have one more thing to say. This is something that has really shifted my just entire year so far. I was listening to Mel Robbins, her podcast, when the year was beginning. And something that she did that really stuck out to me was looking through your camera roll and finding things, like looking at things in a theme, right? Seeing what photos make you feel happy and feel good. What were you doing in those moments? Who were you with? So for me, I was scrolling through my year last year, and I had a weird year because I was pregnant and I didn't really feel like myself. But what really did make the memories that made me feel good looking at were the memories where I was with friends and people. So that was something that like really stuck out with me, is making sure that my life is full of friend moments, social outings, hanging out with people that feel like sunshine. And I just challenge you to go back through your camera roll and look at what made you feel amazing. Like, what were you doing? Do more of those things. Try, if it's being social, try to have a friend hang once a week. Just, I think being social is truly one of those things that really affects a lot of us. Like, community is everything. And I think the winter can feel isolating because it's cold and we don't want to leave our house. But that is my challenge for you, is go back in your camera roll and see what really made you feel good. All right, well, I hope this episode helped you. I have to say, I have some really fun episodes coming up your way, and I just love you guys so, 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 so much. So let me know if you have any episode requests in the meantime. Also, I have like some big fun ideas for Healthy Be Human. First things first, like I really want to just rebrand the podcast, like not change the name or anything or change what it's about, but I want to do a new cover. And I think I've been saying this for a while. So if you guys have any cute ideas for like what I could do for the podcast cover, can you let me know? You guys have the best ideas. And yeah, but I love you guys so much. I hope this episode helped you. Tag me in your stories listening at Healthy Be Human Pod on Instagram. And I will see you next time. Have the best day ever. Stay healthy, be human. And as always, never forget how amazing and special you are. All right, I'll see you next time. Bye.